Alrighty, we're back. You're listening to Mind Body Radio. This is The Daily Show, and our next guest, calling from Illinois, is a healing touch practitioner. We're going to talk about her work in a moment, but let's say hello first. Jennifer Fournier, thanks for coming on.
Great, thanks, Chris. How are you today?
Hey, doing great. Thank you for taking some time out here. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm doing well, doing well.
Excellent, and like I said, you are indeed a Healing Touch certified practitioner. Can you tell us what that means?
Sure. Healing Touch is an energy therapy where the practitioner consciously uses their hands in different techniques where they support you into a relaxed and often meditative state where you can find balance in your own natural healing rhythm. There's a subtle energy that surrounds our physical body, and some call it a biofield and others call it an aura. And this field supports and protects and carries information from our entire life. If your body's having like physical or emotional discomfort, this will show up in the biofield. But when the practitioner gives pure and healing intention and they gently use their hands on or above the body to clear away any stagnation or congestion that you may be experiencing.
Okay, now what is your background, Jennifer? How did you first hear about Healing Touch, and what put you on the path to learning it yourself?
Sure, so 15 years of being in the corporate world, I did a lot of sitting and listening to a lot of arguing. And it wasn't until after I had some children that I started moving my body more and I felt better. But my mind wasn't really in the best of space. And it wasn't until much later that I discovered that I had had postpartum depression. And so I went in search of finding some balance. And I came across a yoga place where they introduced me to the sensation of energy between my hands. And that was the first time I'd ever sensed something like that. And I was so intrigued, and I set out to discover so much more about what that was like. And shortly after, I attended a workshop, and I had what I would term the strong awakening, and I started to feel new sensations. And I really was needing to know more, because in the beginning, I was a black and white thinker. That's all I could see, was it was right or it was wrong, and now all of a sudden, there was gray in my life. And so when I went on this quest to discover energy movement in and around us, I would eventually come to learn more about Qigong and movement meditation, homeopathy, essential oils, and many holistic modalities. But the first place I stopped was about energy movement, was Healing Touch. And I became a Healing Touch certified practitioner. And since then, I've served clients using Healing Touch as a way for them to discover energy that's unique to them.
Excellent. So tell me, who do you like to work with? Any kind of particular client you're seeing, or any particular concern that is coming up more often? Or would you say it's a mixed bunch?
It's really a mixed bunch, but typically the clients will come, of course, for a variety of reasons, but they're usually searching for something. They're searching for a way to relax from the stress that they've been feeling, or worry, or even the discomfort that is in their body physically. But too often, I see the clients come in and we find that they're looking for others for answers to their own questions. We've all done that, right? And we search for our answers and we look to others. And in some ways, that seeking that guidance from others is really an integral part of our journey. But what tends to happen is we put more emphasis into the voice of others instead of listening into our internal knowing. And so we really do have the answers within us, and we want to delve into that mindfulness and that connecting to that part of ourselves that's important. So my goal is to challenge clients to recognize and turn up that volume of their inner wisdom so that they can live in their own personal power.
All right, great. And would you be able to maybe give us an idea or take us through your approach just to paint a picture on how it all works and what one could expect if they were new to this for the first time?
Right. So So when they come in, the first thing that we would do is have a sit down and talk about what they've been feeling, how, where they feel physically, where they feel emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And healing touch is a therapy or tradition that is complementary to all kinds of healing modalities, whether it's traditional or otherwise. And they honor all religious and spiritual practices. So when they come in, the practitioner is asking questions about where they are and what their goals are. And so once we get through that and establish what their goals are, then the healing session begins. And they can either lie on a table or sit in a chair, and then they kind of close their eyes if they feel comfortable. And if they don't, they can keep their eyes open. And the practitioner will use their hands on or above the body to assess their energy field. And so the most common reaction is that people will get into a relaxed state. And this is the moment where they become much more aware of what is going on with their bodies, and they can relax, and then the blood starts to move and everything starts to fall in line and sync just for the mere moment of getting relaxed. And so when the session is over and they sit up, there's a new awareness about their bodies, and there's a new awareness of how they're thinking. Many times they'll say, oh, I just feel much more calm, I feel much more relaxed. And it's very important that they recognize this, how just that moment of relaxation, how that happened. And so we talk through what happened and what their experience was, but even more importantly, it's leaving the session with the intention of continuing on in their journey and being mindful of how they've been feeling. And so I give them tools to help them tap into what is happening inside their bodies and what is inside their minds so that they can free that for themselves.
Excellent. And just for the sake of time here, Jennifer, I want to move forward. I see you're a writer as well. You do a little writing. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. And it just falls in line with what I'm talking about. It's really important, in my view, for the people to really connect in with themselves and discover deeply how they are feeling about certain issues in their lives. And so the writing is starting to transform and take hold, and so that people can look and see what is going on within their bodies. And you can reach me at my blog and my website. It's whitepearlwisdom.com. And there you can connect. You can learn a little bit about healing touch, and you can also learn about how to connect within.
Okay, great. And how about some contact info for the listeners? Again, remind us where to find you. We are out of time, Jennifer, so where's the best spot?
Sure. Go to whitepearlwisdom.com, and that'll be the best place to reach me.
All right. Nice and easy to remember. That is whitepearlwisdom.com. We're here with Jennifer Fournier. And Jennifer, thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris. You have a good day.
You as well. And to our listeners, stay tuned. We have another guest right after this.